Hello?
Mom?
Yes?
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. How was lunch?
It was very good.
Nice. Very nice.
We went to Casconi's. It was very good.
Oh, good. Good. Well, hey, look, what I wanted to talk to you about a little bit was, you know, the election, I mean, we're only 30 days out, and I know that you're kind of on the fence about everything, and of course, you know, I'm a huge Obama fan and believe in, you know, everything that he's going to deliver for this country, and I just want to talk to you about what kind of reservations do you have about Obama. Is it his experience? What would make you hesitant to go for Obama on something that supports the economy?
It would probably be his experience.
Yeah.
More. That would make me hesitate on him.
Well,
because sometimes I look at McCain and I think, well, I think you've got more experience and age on you. You'll do a lot better. Then I look at Obama and I think, well, Kennedy was young when he went in, and maybe you can do as well as he did.
Well, I mean, wouldn't that feel good to get?
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, especially now with, I don't know, and I'm still relatively young myself, I don't know that there's been a time period where there's been more volatility in this country, especially with you know, especially with the economy right now. But this is the lifetime decision. I know last time around it was. This is the one that's going to really chart whether or not America recovers or not. And
okay.
I think that's what needs to be kept in mind, you know.
Well, I certainly will keep that in mind.
Okay.
Because we do have to recover.
Yeah.
And I'll just have to pay more attention to both of them.
I'll tell you what, I'll start sending you some links about your doubts. You had health care, the economy, the experience. I'm going to give
that
you
that. I'd be
back.
Very interested in seeing.
Absolutely. And then I will be more than happy to stack that up against what McCain has been saying and what he actually is doing, because there's a two sides to each story. And I know that politicians like to please, but I tell you what he's proposing is going to be as bad as what George Bush is doing right now, and we just can't do it. We can't.
No, we can't go on with that. But I need to know the issues, like you said, because I haven't been able to listen with the problems in the family and all.
Yeah. Oh, I stand.
Able to know each person's stand. So that's what I need to know.
Okay. Well, let me get some stuff together. I'm going to let you go. I know you
just
got home from a long day, so I'm going to let you go, and we'll start. We're going to get you on the barrage. Before we're done here in the next couple weeks, you'll have a sign in your yard and a sticker on your car.
All right.
Alrighty.
I won't be on the sidelines anymore, you guarantee.
Oh, no, you're going to be.
I'm going to be on one bandwagon, whichever one
Absolutely.
It is. Okay.
You're going to be happy that we'll have Barack as president. So.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you later then.
Okay, take care.
Uh-huh, take care. Bye.
Okay.